Senate Bill 104 was passed during the legislative session. It changes a classification that opens new doors for the Marshall University Forensic Science Center. The new classification means that Marshall University's Forensic Science Center is an official criminal justice agency.
So really, the criminal justice agency designation is a recognition of the infrastructure as well as the expertise of our DNA analysts that we've developed over the years.
That's Terry Finger, the founding director of the Forensic Science Center. The new law classifying the center as a criminal justice agency allows the facility to apply for grants and funding that allow them to expand operations. Funding from federal agencies like the FBI require this classification.
Our ability to apply for certain types of grants that were essentially not available to us before. And these are federal grants that we're talking about. So based on eligibility requirements in these grants, oftentimes they say a publicly funded laboratory or a state or local criminal justice agency, this type of language.
The Marshall University Forensic Science Center presents a unique atmosphere. The facility houses a DNA analysis laboratory that's nationally accredited to work with criminal casework analysis, training, and research. At the same time, the Marshall University Forensic Science Center is educating students. The program has been ranked the number one graduate school in the country by tests taken by students around the nation. The two parts of the program remain separate, but operate in conjunction. Jason Shute is the DNA technical leader at the DNA lab.
We process criminal casework, so evidence is collected at a crime scene by technicians or law enforcement agencies. They collect that evidence, they package it up, and in some cases that evidence is sent to us. We then examine that evidence for the presence of biological fluids, materials, and process that for DNA analysis.
The new classification will also allow work with other facilities, but that's not anything new for the Forensic Science Center. In the past, they've tested DNA kits for cities like Miami, New Orleans, and Detroit. And recently, they've increased the workload with the West Virginia State Police that started in the early 90s. Now they work with the West Virginia State Police helping to test rape kits for different counties throughout the state, including Cabell. It's the developing relationship with the state police that Finger and Shute think was key in obtaining the new classification.
I think it'll be a big game changer. You know, some of it, we may not be able to anticipate everything it can do for us, but I'm excited to what this could potentially do to our current relations and our future relations. And I'm talking about the relations that we have with state and local law enforcement agencies across the United States.
As part of Senate Bill 104, the West Virginia State Police Crime Lab will still have the first say on which grants or sources of funding they wish to apply for. But when they decide not to apply for funding from a particular source, that will open the door for the Marshall Forensic Science Lab. Senator Bob Plymel was a champion of Senate Bill 104. In August, at a press conference announcing the collaboration on rape kits in Cabell County, he said the Forensic Science Center was accomplishing what they hoped it would when it was established in 1994.
So to me, this is a great day that we're finally coming here to provide victims what they've been doing for a long time with their expertise. They have expertise beyond belief.
Senate Bill 104 was approved by a vote of 98-0 in the House of Delegates and a 34-0 vote in the Senate during the regular legislative session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.